this more time. We have Philip and Steve to explain why we forget all what we're doing here.
So the interesting thing as an introduction is I happen to be one of the co-founder of SPDX. Steve is the creator of CycloneDX, which are two of the most prominent SBOM standards. So it's great that we can go on stage together. But basically, you don't need SBOMs. That's what we want to talk about today. So that's our agenda. I'm Philippe Omoida, and I'm the maintainer of a series of open source projects called About Code. I'm also co-founder of Clearly Defined, co-founder of SPDX. I'm a core contributor to CycloneDX and also behind a small thing we're going to talk about today called Perl.
That's much easier than switching back and forth. Okay. Is it working now? Okay. I am Steve Springett. Hello, good afternoon. I'm on the OWASP Board of Directors. I am the leader of, as Philippe mentioned, CycloneDX as well as Dependency Track. And I'm also chair of ECMA TC54, which, among other things, is standardizing package URL.
It's yours.
This handoff.
I think
in the beginning, we had SPDX 1.0, and it was great because, first of all, we had license compliance as a thing. A couple of years later, I actually had the need to track software and hardware inventories and be able to do that in a system. It was called Dependency Track, version 1. I had an intern actually write it for me. It was a horrible piece of software. But not because of the intern's fault, because of my fault, for sure. But it was a horrible piece of software. But for the first time, it allowed me to track the hardware and the software inventories. And using CPEs, it allowed me to identify vulnerabilities in that inventory. And I have a red line here. And that red line is reminiscent of the CP hell that we were all kind of living in, right? Fuzzy matching hell. It was not good. And it wasn't until, OSS Index came out the next year. And OSS Index was a small little project from a company called Vor Security at the time. They were later acquired by Sonatype. But OSS Index had the ability to at least query by MD5 hash or SHA-1 hash. That was certainly an improvement, but it required at least that you actually produce your inventory in some kind of a build process. And it really wasn't until package URL really started to become a thing in 2017 that finally we actually had a much more precise mechanism of identifying a specific library and that version of that library. Around the same time, CycloneDX 1.0 was coming out, same time the package URL was. And we quickly realized the value of using package URL for basic vulnerability management. So version 1.0 of Cyclone absolutely had support for Perl. And for the first time with Dependency Track version 3, which wasn't a crappy piece of software, we were actually able to use an SBOM and do basic vulnerability management for the very first time. SPDX 2.2 was released a couple of years later and also included support for CPE as well as Perl. So the basic use case for Perls and SBOMs in general was vulnerability management. For the first time, it was a human-readable but machine-processable software identifier, right? And those are the key important ingredients. If you think about like a hash or a checksum, that's essentially the coordinates, like GPS, right? The exact location of where your barbecue grill is in your backyard. A Perl is much like your address, right? You give your street address out, you get some snail mail in your mailbox, and that's essentially what Perl is, right? A little bit more granular. The portability of the components, portable inventory of components is kind of essential for the vulnerability management use case, as well as provenance of those components. But those are really the only key ingredients. The interesting part about SBOM as a thing is it wasn't until 2020, when we started really talking about regulation, that the graph really starts to show an upwards trend. Now, we're just looking at the Cyclone DX Tool Center because that's what I have data on, but the same trend exists for SPDX. It's no different. What we see is that with regulation, this dotted line represents the Executive Order 14028 in the United States, but CRA, everything else is on the right side of this chart. With regulation, we see an explosion of the available tools that support SBOMs. But really, Pearl is what made it all happen. Pearl is what allowed us to go from CPEs, which allowed some degree of automation, to Pearl, which allowed us to do hyper-automation. SBOMs describe the software composition, but Pearls make those descriptions machine-readable and actionable.
And actually, that's not only Steve saying. There was a study published, I think, around the SBOM for healthcare, where the author of the study, I couldn't find the URL anymore, but said essentially an SBOM without Pearl is not something that's actionable. So, Pearl. Who has not heard about Pearl? Raise your hand. Okay, that's okay. You can exit. This presentation is not for you. But so, it's a very stupid, dumb, small string that you can use to point to a package. And you just look at the package, a package manifest, you can find what the Pearl is. The great thing about it is that unique naming is something that's delegated to package ecosystems, NPM, Maven, and the likes. So zero friction from what you see as a software developer to what's the name that you can use across ecosystems. It's now an ECMA standard since December 6th. Anybody from ECMA here? Oh, Steve, at least. Good. Many of you have been participating in this standardization effort, so thank you very much. It's on the way to become an ISO standard, which is very humbling for a very tiny string like that. It's already actually included in CISAF, VEX, OpenVEX, sorry, but also in ISO standard, which is kind of weird where the standard was not completed and it was already part of ISO standard. Yeah, no, that's cool, which is a good thing, I think, from a standard perspective, is making sure the standard is adopted before it becomes a real standard. So, Pearl enable actionable SBOM and SCA, whether it's for vulnerabilities. The point is you can look up and enrich information. You can share VEX. I see there's a guide that creates a standard called OpenVEX, which is all based on package URL also. It's also the case for CISAF and Cyclone VDR. The whole point is that you scan code, you get a Pearl, you can look up in your vulnerability database. There's a lot of information available in different tools here. The point is that you can use it across the board. And if you were to drop anything about SBOMs and just focus on Pearl, and these Pearls would be correct, that would be a massive step forward towards a better supply chain. So,
the goal, besides to get everyone to adopt Pearls, is allowing us to share better inventories. Obviously, Cyclone and SPDX support it. But quick note, we've supported, I work for a company called ServiceNow. We've actually had support for Pearl in our inventory of all the things that we have, both internally and externally, since about 2019. So we're tracking upwards of 100,000 components internally, and Pearl is our identifier for everything.
So hopefully we can disclose better vulnerabilities, which don't require us to search with like we used to do in the past with CPEs. CVE, since October 29th, has merged support for PackageRL in the CVE schema. OpenVEX, CISAF, OSV all support PackageRL, and we mention also OSS Index, which has been keyed by Perl for a long period of time. It's adopted industry-wise. I won't go into the details. The slides will be available, uploaded on the talk afterwards. The thing is that community adoption is great, but we need better and standardized Perl. Okay. Unfortunately, SBOM quality and clarity is a problem. We probably, many of you may know about it, but it's going to be a growing issue where different tools produce different outcomes on the exact same input. It's going to create a lot of friction because people just discuss about, oh, your SBOM is not right. My tool produces a better SBOM than yours. We will need to find a way to lower the temperature on all these discussions. There's a project led by Marcel over there, raise your hand, called Digital Dummies, that producing SBOM benchmarks. Another one from Gergely Xatari from Nokia, called SBOM-QA.org. The point is working on ensuring that our tools produce correct SBOM, and essentially correct Perl, is going to be super important. We need to validate Perls. Bunch of initiatives going on there. We've built tools to help you do that. And Perl benchmark, I just talked about it. You have all the links. Eventually, with these tools, there's no excuse not to produce correct Perls in your tools or in the tools of your vendors or in the tools of your supply chain partners, which ideally should never produce junk Perls. You should give them access to these open source tools and reject invalid SBOM with invalid Perls as junk.
As Philippe was mentioning, Perl is now a TC54 standard. It's on its way to becoming an ISO standard. TC54 is a group focusing specifically on software and system transparency. If there are any specifications that are community-based that you believe would be worthy of an international standard that might fit this realm of software and system transparency, please reach out to me. ECMA's been a really great organization to work with. They really, what we did real briefly is I decomposed TC39, which is ECMAScript or JavaScript, right? And how in the world can an entire programming language produce an international standard every single year? And I decomposed exactly what they did, and we reproduced it. It's now the model for all future TCs that are community-based within ECMA. So if we, as a community, if we want to start developing standards that have a path to ISO and elsewhere, ECMA might be a really good place for you. So reach out to me if that's of interest.
Yeah, so we're trying to bring better Perls, lots of initiatives in the ecosystem. One I'd like to point out is a series of beach cleaning operations, borrowing a term that was coined by Munawar from Open Refactory last year. And basically, it's rather than to fix things downstream, is work with ecosystem to bring clarity. Clarity specifically in this case for Nix packages, Rust and Maven. Let me move forward. Another thing is Clear Defined, which is a project at the OSI, which has 55 million of package scan, not always readily available because there's a tiny API. So we're working on two things. First, ensuring there's a Perl API for that, because every serious user of Clear Defined has built Perl adapters, so better enact that and ensure it. Clear Defined predates the existence of Perl, by the way. And we want to make sure that this data, keyed by Perl, is widely available to everyone. In the end, Pearls and Verse need you. There's really something that I want to highlight, especially in relation to the previous talk when I was not allowed to speak more. Binaries and C++ is a place where Perl has a dark spot. We rely on the fact that you have an ecosystem. If you're not incorporated in an ecosystem, for small projects like, say, the Linux kernel, OpenSSL, you know, things that really power most of the web today, there's no Perl. Or there can be an ugly generic Perl. We are working with these communities, especially there's a project in the ISO C++ community called CPS that Ariane, you know about. Okay, we can discuss about it, but there's efforts there for CMake to find ways to get better informations in binaries and specifically how you collect information from CMake builds in terms of configuration. There's also Namae-san in the back. Namae-san, please raise your hand higher. Namae-san is a project called Estray, E-S-S-T-R-A, and Estray is a set of plugins for GCC and LLVM that can collect all the dependencies in your build and eventually inject that in your health. So you have literally an SBOM in your health that you can keep or drop. And that's pretty much it. We've received lots of support. Some of you are based in the European Union here. Raise your hand. Do you pay taxes? Raise your hand. Thank you for your help and for your support to make this happen. So you paid for that. You can use it now. Do we have time for a question? Please. One.
No.
Okay. No questions.